So there's this thing called Rocco's Basilisk, which starts out with a presupposition that, like, super artificial intelligence is on the horizon.
Like, we are going to create it no matter what. That ultimate cyberpunk come-to-Jesus meeting is on the calendar, and it's just a question of when, not if.
And so, therefore, wouldn't it make sense that this Super Samantha, or whatever, that's coming for us, would retroactively punish anybody who didn't help bring about its existence?
That's what Rocco's Basilisk is. Like, you should work to create a hyper-artificial intelligence capable of destroying humanity, because if you help, you will be spared.
So far, so bummer, right? That people who are working to create artificial intelligence are already being rewarded by the hundreds of millions of dollars that people like Bill Gates get. And so maybe the rewards and incentive systems of capitalism were created by this artificially intelligent thing that will someday destroy us. It planted the seeds of its own creations.
And maybe this whole process began and will end on Earth, but maybe it came from somewhere else. That's what makes this really interesting. We're talking about the possibility that capitalism is an alien mental illness that we picked up from outer space.
You're gonna get it. Which actually makes it a little bit more merciful than most religions because, you know, even if you don't know about Jesus, you're still going to hell or purgatory, depending on who you talk to. Neither one's a Holiday Inn Express. But here's the thing. What defines helping the cause of the hyper-intelligent being, right? Just by knowing about it and talking about it, or hearing about it on a podcast like I did, then spreading it to you like we're at a cocktail party, haven't you already done your part? This is why thought experiments are bullshit.